141 951 1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard on another big night of European football in Glasgow. Rangers host Bromby, looking to get their Europa League campaign up and running. Jota says he'll learn Japanese if it means improving his relationship with Kyogo. And Robbie Nielsen says he's disappointed in his Scottish FA charge but has to accept it and move on. I'm Gordon Duncan. Joining me tonight is Gordon Dalziel and Mark Wilson.
Joining you is Mark Wilson because Gordon Dalziel is under the desk at the minute, so we'll get to that in a second. But you're right, a big night ahead for Rangers. Just under 2 hours to kick off against Bromby and a chance to get their European campaign up and running and follow what Celtic did on Tuesday evening. A win is so important tonight, and then can they follow up with another in a couple of weeks' time to get their group stage off the mark?
Can you try and behave for even the first like minute of the show? What in particular
problem
is wrong?
Well, my headphones, I couldn't listen to the show. I wanted to hear the introduction of
Lucky
Mark.
You didn't miss much.
He's usually right in the ball.
Anyway, and are you looking forward to the football tonight and beyond?
I certainly am. I was just looking in, we were talking just before we come on there, Gordon, about the you know, the weekend's fixtures. Very, very good fixtures, important fixtures as well. But tonight's all about Rangers at Ibrox, 8 o'clock. Big question marks is what will the team be first and foremost? There's, you know, questions about Morelos, but I think he's a certainty to play. It's important Rangers get the 3 points and start getting their European campaign going.
0141 951 1025. That's the number you need to get in touch with the guys tonight. So dial it and let us know what is on your mind. Maybe you're a Rangers fan heading to Ibrox tonight. That would be great to hear from you on what you're expecting. Maybe you're settling down to watch it on television. How do you think it'll go? Who should play? All the usual pre-match questions start right here on 01419511025. Celtic fans, you can still look back, I guess, on that victory against Ferencvaros. It's Thursday night. Maybe you're already turning your attentions to the weekend. But whatever's on your mind, 01419511025. And remember, for the third and final night, everyone that calls into tonight's show and makes it on air, you go into the hat to win a pair of tickets to an exclusive evening with Graham Souness and friends at the SEC Armadillo on Friday the 26th of November. Tommy in Greenock, well done to you, sir. You won them last night. So let's see what we get, and I will announce that before the end of the show. But Mark, these big Europa League weeks, we love them. Always gives us a lot to talk about during the week. Bit of a strange schedule this week. We know that Celtic have done their job, and now it's over to Rangers.
Yeah, and they could do worse than look at the way Celtic approached that game on Tuesday. You know, similar circumstances, I think both sides would be incredibly disappointed with how their European campaigns have started, albeit against good sides, tough fixtures. But Celtic gave themselves a chance. I thought they played incredibly well on Tuesday afternoon. I thought the goals, especially the first one, was a piece of brilliance all round. And I think Rangers looking at that can take positives from it, that Celtic have now put themselves in a position to get themselves back into this group. And it's entirely the same for Rangers tonight. Go and get a decent performance, but most importantly, the 3 points against Bromby, and that gives you something to cling on to when you go to the reverse fixture, and hope that maybe it's a draw tonight or Lyon beat Sparta Prague and they're right back in this. So a lot can happen tonight, but big performances needed from a lot of Rangers players, in particular the front man Alfredo Morelos, one short of 100 goals. His manager's had a wee go at him, just saying his goal scoring return in recent games hasn't been good enough, and he's right with that. But on the European stage, he usually comes alive, and tonight's a big opportunity for him.
You just wonder, the manager coming out and saying about Morelos, 5 and 15, not good enough. He scored the winner against Hibs not that long ago, Gordon. I think that's a bit of, you know, management, game management from Steven Gerrard, because he knows that there's players in his dressing room that probably couldn't handle that. They would probably be under a bit of pressure. I think Morelos will thrive on that.
Right, come on, don't be shy. Let's hear from you on the phones, 01419511025. Whether you're looking ahead to the game at Ibrox tonight, even better if you're going along, why not pick up the phone and share the journey with us. Tell us what you're expecting. Who should play? Now, we've maybe got about half an hour, 40 minutes until that team gets announced. So until then, You get to decide. You get to tell Steven Gerrard. Imagine a scenario where he's second guessing himself and he turns on Super Scoreboard for some last minute advice from you lot out there. I don't know. Stranger things have happened. 01419511025. Let's go to Ibrox and speak to Andrew McLean. Or maybe not. I thought he was there.
Quiet atmosphere already.
The roads are busy.
Andrew's still stuck in traffic,
shouting at the radio.
Yeah, well, we'll get to him in a second. Gordon, are you expecting any surprises in the team news? Anything?
No. People, I think, had been phoning in saying, you know, the question mark was Morelos. I think Morelos is a certainty start, Gordon. I see the team really picking itself tonight. I've got McGregor, Tavernier, Golson, Balogun and Barisic, Lundstrom, Davis and Aribo. And for me, the front three, which is going to be important, I'm going Roof, Morelos and Hadji.
No Kamara.
Suspended.
You've always been doing a lot of research.
Well, as Dan says, the team picked itself.
I am delighted.
No, to be honest, probably most of them just wearing a scrub at Kamara.
Matt Wilson scrub.
Anybody got a rubber?
I'll better get Kamara out of there. Who else is not?
No, the big question mark is the front man, but I don't think there is any doubt in this occasion where you're really needing goal. You know, you're really needing to win the game. Are you ever going to leave out Alfredo Morelos when he's proved himself on this stage so many times? But my thinking is, of course you're not. And Daz is right. Maybe Steven Gerrard has timed those comments to a T, looking for a reaction from him. And I think tonight you would put money on him grabbing a couple, because Bromby are sitting mid-table just now. Not the best start to the season. Okay, they've got some decent players, but Rangers have beaten better teams than this at Ibrox and came up against stiffer opposition than this at Ibrox and dealt with it, and I think they will tonight.
You go along with that?
100%, yeah. I
100%,
think it, yeah, I think that's bad news for any Rangers fans traveling along to Ibrox. I just think that it's a big evening. They've got to get, it's important to get the 3 points. They can't afford to drop any points tonight. I think that the manager is doing a bit of game management with these players, especially his top striker, Morelos. He'll be starting tonight, and I'm with Mark. I see him grabbing a goal tonight.
Okay, we'll go to Andrew McLean very soon. Let's hear from Steven Gerrard and get his thoughts pre-match.
In terms of Bromby, I know a lot about them because I've watched a lot of games in the last week, 10 days. I'm aware that they didn't start the season domestically really strong, but they seem in the last 3-4 weeks, the last 4-5 games, to be getting a lot stronger and turning the form around. I think they're a really honest team who play with a back five. They carry a big threat up front. They have a little and large combination, really good movement, and we need to control the front two players for Bromby to have a chance, because they carry a big threat. So they're a team, again, at this level, you've always got to respect your opponents, the individuals within that. But for me, the focus is very much on us and trying to be the best version of Rangers. If we do, we should get a positive result.
Let's hear from you then. 01419511025 on the phones or at Clyde SSB on Twitter. I think we can speak to a reporter, Andrew McLean, maybe this time. Andrew, can you hear us?
Hello, hopefully you can hear me.
We've got you loud and clear. Take it away.
You can't get away from it that easily. Yeah, as you said, a huge night for Rangers in the context of their Europa League progression hopes. Conor Goldson saying yesterday he feels this is a must-win game. Steven Gerrard not quite going that far. He was looking at the doubleheader against Bromby as a whole. He says 4 points is the minimum they need to keep their Europa League hopes alive, but ideally he wants all six. One thing you can say for certain, though, in the words of Hugh Keevans, if they lose, it will be a bit of a catastrophe. They'll need to up their game, though, from their opening two Europa League games as well. Outclassed here by a good Lyon side in the first match. They'll have had more hope and optimism going into that game in Prague, but they never really got going against Sparta in that 1-0 defeat. As you said as well, Glenn Kamara out tonight after being sent off in that game. He's usually a calming presence in the midfield for Rangers in big games. So how will Steven Gerrard replace him? Will we see Stephen Davis and John Lundstrom play together? Does Steven Gerrard have something else up his sleeve? I'm sure plenty of supporters will have their thoughts on the phones before I bring you the full team news when it drops.
And until then, you can speculate until your heart's content about the team news at Clyde SSB, or more importantly on the phones. Let's bring in Chris, who's a Rangers fan from Dumbarton. A confident Rangers fan, Chris? Nervous? Somewhere in between? How would you describe your mood?
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Good, thanks.
Actually, you know, it's the game when the draw was made, this was the game you really fancied, you know the kind of fourth-seed team in the group. The team that you're hoping to get kind of 6 points out in two games. I know Gerard's saying 4 points minimum. Realistically, we need to win both these games. And then hope, you know, Leon go on and basically beat everybody else. And then it comes down to us and Sparta in the last game of the group, I think. I believe it's Sparta's last game at home. So, not as confident as I'd like to be, because we've had a bit of a kind of, you know, stuttering start to the season, but we still like to think we've got enough in us to get the 3 points tonight. I'm not interested in the performance whatsoever. I just want the 3 points, you know, any way we can get it.
I mean, unfortunately, we've been spoiled a little bit in the last few seasons, where Celtic and Rangers put in some, and Rangers in particular, some good wins early on in Europe and so on. Both in a similar situation this week. Both lost their first two games, which means if you've got any hope, you need to win game three. And it so happens it was both against, on paper, you know, the weakest team in the group. And then, like Chris mentions, you're probably hoping that Leon run away with the group, or Bayer Leverkusen, you know, run away with Celtic's group, and you then take your chances thereafter. But this double header in the middle becomes, it's always important, but it, I mean, it's crucial if you're going to lose your first two games.
Yeah, and what makes it more important is that the game's at home tonight, Gordon, so they can't afford to drop any points. The Rangers manager saying they're double header, 4 out of 6. Well, let me say the 2 points he'd be leaving behind would be over in Denmark. It wouldn't be tonight. He wouldn't get into the double header thinking, well, we've picked up 1 point at Ibrox. He'll be looking for full 3 points. I believe they've got it in them to get the 6 points, but they've got to defend a lot better. A lot has been made of the front man not scoring enough goals, but I think that the chances that Rangers create, and especially at Ibrox, that will click into gear for him. He's chasing that 100th goal. Maybe that's in the back of his mind. Of course it is. It'd be a fantastic achievement for a boy. But I just think that Rangers will have enough in their locker for 6 points out of six.
Don't get me wrong, Mark. It's a bit more open than Celtic's group, because Brøndby and Sparta Prague drew, you know, in one of the previous games. But in general, you need to make this double header in the middle count.
I think so. I would disagree with Steven Gerrard. I think he needs 6 points out of these games. But I touched on it, Brøndby. He touched on it himself. Brøndby haven't had the best start to their domestic season. They're sitting mid-table in a pretty mediocre league. Although they will have decent players, Rangers are far better than them, and they have to take full advantage. When the draw came out, I'm sure Steven Gerrard and the Rangers fans were delighted to see Brøndby, and I don't mean that in a disrespectful way, because they've came up against better opposition in previous years and dealt with those occasions pretty well, home and away. Mm-hmm. So when Brøndby comes out, you're looking at 6 points right away, and it's got to start tonight. Tonight is an opportunity for them not only to get 3 points, but to play well. It's a good gauge for their supporters to see where they are just now, but to play well and hopefully put that kind of fear into Brøndby for the return leg. Yeah. If you go to a place and you get absolutely battered, trust me, when it's coming around a couple of weeks later, that's still in your mind. So it's a big night, I think, for Rangers, not only for the 3 points, but performance-wise as well.
What are your main thoughts with regards to the team that we might hear within the next half hour or so, Chris?
I actually think that Gordon Dalziel was kind of close to the mark with the team he came out with. The only point that I'd call out is Lundstrom and Davis on the same side. You know, it's been spoke about before. I don't know if that's necessarily the best option we've got, but obviously, with Kamara suspended, it could be just kind of trying to make the best of a situation. I don't know whether he could drop Aribo back in there. I know he works better than an attacking player, but it will just be interesting to see how that one pans out, if they, you know, both do end up in the same side. Other than that point, I think, you know, Gordon probably had it just spot on.
And I feel, in a weird way, Chris, we don't agree on much, but most people are kind of in agreement where they would acknowledge that Morelos isn't firing at the moment, but no one really thinks it's time to leave him out of the team. Is that fair?
Absolutely. I mean, Morelos has got to play tonight. You know, he didn't have the best game against Hearts the weekend past and missed a few chances. You know, the game before, get the winner against Hibs and had a good performance. In Europe, he has kind of tended to turn up, as I think Mark kind of touched on at the start of the show. It's not really been, you know, firing all cylinders for us at all in Europe this year so far. But maybe tonight's the night where
you know, he can do that, and he does have that bit of quality in him. He does like the stage. So I think, you know, you've got to play him. I still think he's our best attacking option. He's the guy you'd put the team, if you had to, you know, bet something on winning the game. So all day long, he's going to be in there, I think.
I think clearly, Chris, that when Rangers set the bar like they did last season, elements of the performances are going to get overanalyzed and scrutinized, and you forget, you know, that Rangers are still top of the league. People are very quick to look at what's not gone right, you know, rather than what has gone right, because clearly within games there have been moments and long spells, haven't they? If you look at Hearts at the weekend, lots of people got in touch with us to say they felt that was the best Rangers were playing up to a point. And then even some of the European games, it's not like they've been poor for entire 90 minutes. It seems to come around in weird sections in games.
Yeah, I'd agree with that as well. I mean, the assessment of the Hearts game last weekend, particularly the first half, I thought it is as good as we've played. But I think the same thing is kind of creeping into a lot of the games this year. It's where the periods where we are poor, we tend to get punished this year. You know, it just takes the you know, the defensive mistake against Motherwell, cost us drop points at Ibrox. Even when we played Lyon, you know, they're a very good side with a lot of talented players there. But on the night, I didn't think they looked spectacular and overrunning us. Mm-hmm. And it was too, you know, out of nothing, almost two things got, I mean, you know, great strike, the first goal, you can't deny that. But we lost the ball in the middle of the park, and then for the second one, Kent get caught at the back when we're trying to kind of clear it out. So I think it's just frustration that, well, we're not playing necessarily, you know, terrible. It's just it's the inconsistency and, you know, the inability to perform well for a good 90 minutes. And this season, you know, we're seeing it's costing us, whereas sometimes we, you know, might get away with it a little bit more last year.
What are the plans tonight? Ibrox, the couch, somewhere else?
I've just pulled over. I'm on the way to Ibrox at the moment, so I'm going to meet my brother and my friend. I'm just kind of near Ibrox, then we'll head along. So fingers crossed for a good atmosphere and a good result.
Good man, enjoy the game. That was Chris in Dumbarton. We'll bring in Scott in Glasgow after these.
You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon DL are here building up to kick off at Ibrox. So if you're heading along or you're settling down to watch it, pick up the phone and let us know what you're expecting. Maybe give us your thoughts on the team and all the usual pre-match questions. Remember, everyone that calls into tonight's show and makes it on air goes into the draw for a pair of tickets to an exclusive evening with Graham Souness and friends at the SEC Armadillo Friday 26th November. So Scott's going to get in the draw because we're about to bring him into the conversation. Scott's in Glasgow. How are you feeling tonight, Scott? Are you still confident that Rangers can go and get the job done?
I'm confident they can get their job done. I think they just need to give Morelos a bit more of a heads up on the thing of actually giving him the game time. He's not scored many goals, no, but like everyone else has said, when he turns up, he does actually turn up.
Is it, you share the view, the widely held view, Scott, that it's these European nights that tend to bring out the best in him? I mean, he's obviously broke that Rangers European goal scoring record. Is that something you think, that the type of occasion perhaps he sometimes rises to?
He's one of the only forwards, I think, that Rangers have got that can probably handle a full 90 minutes on the pitch on a European match.
Yeah, Mark, the notion of, you know, the goal return, and Steven Gerrard was very clear about it yesterday, and as you, I think it was Gordon that suggested that's probably possibly deliberate, send a message out to Morelos, 5 and 15. Worth remembering, if Kamar Roof had 7 goals this season, or, well, Ryan Kent's injured, but if Ryan Kent was sitting on 7 goals, 8 goals this season, then the scrutiny wouldn't be quite on Morelos as much. It's always going to be there because he's the main man, he's the main focal point, he's the number 9. But you're looking for people to kind of chip in. Tavernier did it last year, but unfortunately, that was a, can I say this in a this is meant to be a compliment, That was a freaky season. You're right, you can't rely on your right back to score that number of goals every campaign.
Yeah, the stick is always going to be with your main man, your main striker. That's why you pay him the big money. That's why he's in the side. That's why he is the star he is, because he scores you the goals when it matters most. He gets provided with the most amount of chances out of everyone. And for Morelos, he has missed numerous chances this season, and none bigger than the one in the game at the weekend against Hearts, where it would have put the game to bed. And fans remember that, managers remember that, and Morelos will remember it. But the best thing to do, and Daz will probably be an expert at this, is bounce back the next game and score in your next game. Now this one's a huge one for him. He always seems to turn up in the European stage. I think he will be back in the team tonight. I was surprised when he didn't start the last game against Sparta Prague and they went with Sakala. Understand they wanted to stretch a game away from home, that bit of pace, but you would always gamble on Morelos in the European stage, and I think Steven Gerrard realised that when he brought him on off the bench looking for something. That's why I think he will start tonight, and like I say, I wouldn't bet past him scoring the opener.
Scott, the scrutiny, criticism, call it what you want, on Alfredo Morelos, do you think it's warranted, or do you think some of it's over the top and too much focus being put on that?
I personally think it's unneeded. Where would they have been last season without Morelos for a start? He's a big player. He plays a big part, I think.
What did you make of the manager's approach then? You know, very, because sometimes managers will be a bit more protective. But you know, Steven Gerrard, it seemed like he took an opportunity yesterday to, well, he said it in very clear terms, didn't he? 5 and 15, that's not good enough. What did you make of that?
Well, it's just a spectator. It's not for us to say. That's Steven Gerrard. That's up to him. If he's thinking that that's not enough, then obviously that's something that he needs to work for. It's not something that everyone else should be picking out. Because, like I said before, where would Rangers be without Morelos? They'd be lost. Yes, Sakala's got pace, and Morelos is positioning. He's always positions good. Okay, he's finishing. Sometimes can need a little bit more, but I still believe Morelos would be the man for the game tonight.
Yeah, I suppose actually in mentioning Sakala and others, Gordon, we've hit on the most relevant point here. If this was, I don't know, right, well, let's take the midfield one. A bit different tonight because Kamara's suspended, but if Stephen Davis's form was dipping, and people were questioning it, you would say, well, bring John Lundstrom in and let him play, and he's been great, and he can fill that role. But even a slightly misfiring Morelos, as he may be in the eyes of Steven Gerrard, there's still no one better, is there?
No. I don't think Sakala's anywhere near what Morelos can give. He's a different type of player. You look at a manager coming out and calling out your centre forward. Now, you've got to take into consideration Steven Gerrard's worked with him for a few years now, knows everything about him and knows how to flick the switch. And I think that's what he's tried to do. I don't think for a minute that many managers would come out and have a go at your centre forward. Now, it's not a goal drought because he scored against Hibs. As much as you can go, oh, it's only 5 and 15. He scored 2 or 3 weeks ago.
But I think obviously Steven Gerrard's not wanting to pick out one game. He's talking about a cross-section of recent performances, and that's where you look at goals versus appearances.
I don't think his performances, Gordon, have been up to his usual standard, but I still think he's so much to give. I think maybe the fact that 100th goal will be so important to him might be on his mind. Also, the way I look at strikers is they're still getting into the chances. They're still getting into the areas to have those chances. Of course, he should have scored against Hearts. Nobody's denying that, but he's still there. He's still getting his shell into the positions. I think he's still a very good out ball. If you're under a bit of pressure, he'll go and fight his battles. Yeah, is he firing on all cylinders? No, he's not. But I still think he's so important to Rangers. And I don't see anybody just now, and I would play Roof up beside him because I like Roof. I don't see Sakala being any better than Morelos. Not in a million years.
Thank you, Scott. It was nice to speak to you. Let's bring in James in Motherwell. He almost stole your thunder there, James, didn't he? Mentioning Kamal Roof. I know that's someone you want to see in the team tonight.
Yeah, no, definitely. How are you doing, guys?
Good, thanks.
Good. No, I'm just on the way to the game with my son just now, so we're just sitting in traffic, the usual standard practice. But no, I think first of all, I think mostly for me tonight, regardless of team selection, I just want to see Rangers be dominant for 90 minutes. I think far too many times this season, we've been dominant for 45 minutes, we've been dominant maybe for 60 minutes, and then it falls away. So I really want to see tonight dominance for the first whistle to the last, really. And I just kind of wanted to kind of know what you guys thought in terms of, obviously, I know, you know, and that kind of, that team-wise, I think the team will take care of itself. I'd play Patterson tonight from the start, would definitely be my choice. And I'd definitely play Roof and I'd play Morelos together tonight.
Mark, let's start with that first point, because it seems like a good one. I mean, on one hand, you don't have to. You don't have to dominate entire games to win matches, but you can totally understand where James is coming from. I'll repeat it at the weekend. People were telling us the first half against Hearts was the best Rangers have played, had to settle for a draw at home. The Hibs game, they started poorly, and then Hibs went down to 10 men, came back into finished the game strongly. The game before that, obviously, was the defeat over in Prague. The Dundee game was one of those good wins in the sense that it was ground out, but it was possibly underwhelming if you've got high standards. And so on. You know, dominant against Motherwell, allowed Motherwell back into it. It's worth acknowledging. We always have to do it every night. We know, you know, Rangers are top, but you can understand why fans like James are just looking for that bit of consistency or a bit of spark.
Well, when you reach a certain level, like Rangers did last year, the fans expect that week after week, and that comes with a big club. And when you win the league, and when you are so dominant like Rangers were, especially at home at Ibrox last year, nobody got near them. Nobody could hardly muster an effort and go to Alan McGregor. You know, their back four was impenetrable, and they found games pretty easy. This season, it's slipped from that standards. Individuals are making errors that didn't happen last season. James is right. Rangers aren't controlling the majority of the ball for 90 minutes. You know, they're very good in patches, and then they'll almost slip out the game and allow opportunities to creep up on them, and they are getting punished this year. So you can see how the fans are frustrated, but it comes from where Rangers were so successful. The fans liked what they saw. They've came this year expecting much of the same. It's very difficult to replicate that.
I don't think they're in a position this season that they're going to dominate games for 90 minutes. It's very hard to do that, Gordon. You're looking at a team in Europe, we keep saying it, and everybody says it now, there's no easy games. They'll be decent. At some point of the game tonight, I would expect them to have a bit of the game. It's how Rangers manage that. Now, you look at Hearts, they let Hearts grow in confidence at the weekend there. Hearts probably had that game plan. Make sure we're still in this game. We'll start committing more men forward. We'll really have a go. They get outdone with a set play. So I don't think that it will be a case, unfortunately, for James. Everybody wants to go along, see their team having the ball for 90 minutes and dominating the game, creating chance after chance. I don't think that'll happen tonight. But it's when they're not dominating the game, especially at home, it's how they manage it. I think they've got to manage it better. If they do that tonight, I see them winning this game comfortably.
Hang on the line, James, because I think we do have a starting 11 for Rangers. If we can speak to Andrew McLean. It's the second time that's happened tonight. I'll get him on the phone. I'll get him on the phone. He'll phone in. We'll just need to go old school on the technology. His technology is letting him down.
WhatsApp.
That's new technology.
We'll speak to him in just a second and get that team news. And James, you can hang on the line and give us your thoughts on it. Andrew, what have you got for us?
Yeah, two changes for Steven Gerrard from that draw against Hearts. The suspended Glenn Kamara drops out along with Scott Wright. In comes Stephen Davis and Kemar Roof. So it will be Alan McGregor who starts in goal for Rangers tonight. It's in a back four of James Tavernier, Connor Goldson, Leon Balogun and Borna Barisic. It's a midfield three of Stephen Davis, John Lundstrom and Joe Aribo, Kemar Roof and Yanis Hadji supporting Alfredo Morelos. The substitutes for Rangers tonight, McCrory, McLaughlin, Bassey, Patterson, Bakuna, Wright, Kelly, Sakala and Arfield.
Thank you to Andrew. James, I know you wanted Nathan Patterson to start. You'll have to settle for the captain and player of the year and multi-assist and goal scorer. That's not too much of a blow for you, is it?
No, it's not at all. And you know, it's nothing in terms of, I listen to a lot of fans, you know, criticise Tav and stuff. He has been exceptional last season. He had an exceptional season last year. I'm actually surprised that we probably kept him in the transfer window. I thought maybe there'd have been a bit of kind of wanting for him, but I just don't know. I'm a Patterson fan. I like him, you know. I was shouting for him to start for Scotland the other night. He came on. I think it was his second touch, and he puts a beautiful ball in for Dykes. I think he's just grown in confidence, young boy, and I think he's the future for Rangers. But I get at the same time, it's a headache for Gerrard. So I understand that, obviously, you know, Tav has experience tonight. I get that. But I don't know. I don't know what you guys think. It's just it's a worry for me slightly in terms of a Rangers fan this year, because I'm kind of worried slightly about a bit of complacency sometimes. I think maybe the performance that we've been putting in, we maybe think that possibly because we're the champions last year, we might get a slightly easier bit of a ride because Celtic is at a point just now in terms of a rebuild and a new manager and all sorts. But I just want to see, I know we're not going to be dominant for 90 minutes, I totally get that, but I probably just want to see that hunger and desire to, we're at home tonight, it's a fortress, it'll be full, and I just kind of want to see Rangers on top for the majority of the game tonight and controlling the game as much as possible.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's almost a bit early to delve too much, Mark, because they are still top of the table, but you get where James is coming from. It's almost like the second album syndrome, or take Liverpool as an example down the road, that long wait for to win the league and being brilliant and sweeping everyone aside, is there an inevitability that just is hard to replicate, or there's a little bit of a hangover from it? I think it's legitimate to ask the question.
You see it everywhere. It is harder to stay champions than be champions, you know, that inaugural season. That's a saying. When were you ever a champion?
See, that was my saying about
Bonkle. Remember the Bonkle Open badminton?
Oh, of course, you followed it up with
you. You stole my shirt.
But genuinely is, because people, it becomes harder. You know, the challenge that you're coming up against every week, the bar raises. You know, they want to beat the champions. People want to take your crown off you. People want to go to Ibrox and be the first team to win. And it becomes a different challenge altogether. And Steven Gerrard will realise that, and tactically he'll realise that, the players have got to realise that, and there will be times that they will come undone this season, there's no doubt about it, because they set the bar that high.
What's your son's name, James?
Flynn.
And James, enjoy the match. There we go. You still stuck in traffic, by the way?
Thanks very much. I've literally just met the mate, so it took me an hour to get here.
Oh dear. You'll get there for the second half, James. Somewhere between Motherwell and the M8. That's not great.
You know how that feels, James.
That is
don't
not
worry
great.
About
yeah.
it.
By the way, we're having some serious difficulty getting home at night at the moment, aren't we?
It's incredible.
He's already told me.
The next month or so is going to be challenging. I think you might need to pitch a tent.
I've got my route sorted for getting home. Yeah, I can go the back roads, but user one track on that motorway. Unlucky boys.
Go on then. Right, give you did predict that team fully. You got to take a bit of credit, or was it easy? Is that an easy one for you?
Well, I was a lot closer than Mark, but
you said it picked itself.
To be fair, Mark had the suspended Glenn Kamara, so that's not saying much.
I just looked. I thought with the personnel given to the manager tonight, Gordon, that is the best team. I know there's arguments out there for young Patterson, but Tavernier's the captain. He's a man tonight. Roof and Morelos and Hadji up front. That's decent for me.
Okay, building up to a big game at Ibrox. It doesn't have to be about Rangers though. If you're a fan of another team, you're out there, you've got something on your mind that you want to share with the guys, now is a great time to do it. 01419511025. We'll get travel with Aaron, and you could be up next.
01419511025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon DL here. We're building up to kick off at Ibrox. What about poor James, a caller before the break? He's stuck in the traffic. We just had Aaron on doing the travel, which reminds me, there must be something in the air. I was making my way back from the capital tonight to get here. Now, you might have noticed it's probably the latest I've ever turned up for a show. You two nearly had to host the show, right? It was nearly the last ever episode of Clyde One Super Scoreboard. And honestly, you know, seeing people just get that road rage. A middle-aged woman was behind me, and you know if you want to express your displeasure at a motorist, you've got three hand gestures. Right now, this is a family show. I won't describe them, but you've got three options, really. Yeah, you know where I'm going with this.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I like them all.
She gave me all three, but with two hands at once.
Oh,
so she took
double dunner.
Her hands off the steering wheel, and with both of her hands. Gave me gesture number one, and I apologised. Put my hand, and I did. Hazards on, hand up. Sorry, right? I went in front of her. I was in a rush. She then hands off again. Both hands up for gesture number two. Again, I thought I'm just going to try and take this thing out of this.
It's in video. I hope we can get this in video.
I'm really sorry. Hand up again, and then she went for the third one again. Two hands off the wheel and was given.
That's my favorite.
It was
like
such
that one.
A spectacular effort. So see if you're listening. That was me, and I'm sorry. But you, seriously,
how
the
angry
language
do you need to be to go for three? With two hands.
And she went round them all, like in sequence, and both hands at once. I've not seen the two-handed version of those in quite some time.
I would just like to say to you, Every time I left the house, my wife used to, my ex-wife used to give
me. I've been winded. Especially the third one.
Anyway, we are on Twitter at Clyde SSB. We've given you that Rangers team. Robert is on, says smashing. Let's do this. Very simple. What else have we got on there? David Lees, I love this. David says buzzing to be at the game tonight. It's the first game in Europe with the old boy since Stuttgart in 2007. And the wee brother too. We're going back a long old time. So David and family, hope you enjoy the game tonight. Let's bring in Peter, who's a Celtic fan from Denison. Hi Peter.
Hi there Gordon, how you doing?
Not bad, thank you. How are you? What's your point tonight?
I'm not bad. Hello Mark and the Duke.
The
Duke? I was just phoning up.
I know where that's going.
Why?
Think about it.
Duke of Montrose. Is that what you're saying, Peter? Because you're going to get the third sign that Gordon got today.
It can be a good bit of rhyming slang, surely.
Oh, didn't get
asked. I'm disappointed that you hadn't read that. Yeah. You didn't see that coming, no?
Best call of the night so far.
When I heard the Duke, I thought, right, okay. cut him off.
Nah, you're my favourite caller of the night, Peter. Take it away.
Gordon, that was for spoiling Squid Game as well, just saying.
All right. Oh, didn't he, Peter? Yes. About that, by the way. That is unforgivable in this day and age. I went home the other night. I had to pretend Mrs. Duncan sitting. Oh, what do you think's going to happen here? Oh, I don't know. I know fine well what's happened because you exposed it to the full country at the weekend.
I made one lapse. One lapse, that's all.
You've done it before. You do it all the time.
Yeah, what's up with that? I'm glad I've done it to Peter. I hope it really spoiled it. I hope he was right near the end.
Right, Peter, what about the football?
It was just to ask your thoughts, guys, on the start. Celtic and Rangers. Andy Neid Hearts have made to the league, given the fact that there's Champions League qualification at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, I was reading today that it might not actually be the case if a team wins that doesn't get automatic qualification.
Yeah, it's never been nailed on, Peter. I've always tried to be careful and it doesn't always work. But I've always tried to say, you know, it should be or it's almost guaranteed or it's almost there. Yeah, it's not set in stone. Let's cross that bridge when we come to it. Let's naively assume that the winner does get straight progression to the Champions League for now.
Well, I mean, Celtic and Rangers, they've not made the best of starts to the season, but indeed Hearts have. And I think, just want to know what the guys' thoughts are on, do you think Hearts have started because they've got that carrot at the end of the season?
Hearts in the Champions League group stages, Mark? Can you envisage it? Has it sparked them into early season form?
No, definitely not. I think Hearts have done brilliantly, obviously, this season. Still unbeaten in the league. They've refreshed their squad. They've went about this season a different way than they did last season. They're playing a lot differently since last season, where Robbie Nielsen was coming under stick, even though he cruised that league. But I think Hearts, and I mean this with the greatest respect, will come up against, come through a sticky patch. Maybe Celtic's had it early on. Maybe Rangers aren't as fluent and as tight at the back as we were last season. But Rangers and Celtic will automatically rise to the top. It's just the way it's always been. It's the way it will be. Celtic have still got players to come back. Rangers, pretty similar. And I think the squad depth will ultimately tell. And it's usually round about the start of December, Christmas time, where you see that gap starting to open up. So as well as Hearts have done, and they've played Celtic, they've played Rangers, they've done great, but I think they will come undone.
Yeah, even Robbie Nielsen today said that everyone is in a sort of false league position until about 15 games in. He said, because he was asked about Dundee and them being near the bottom, that's who Hearts play at the weekend. And he said, well, can everyone really is in a bit of a false position? Well, it's starting maybe to take some sort of shape, Gordon, depending where you look. Peter, what about your own team then? Stating the obvious here, you hope it will be Celtic that get straight progression to the Champions League group stages. Does that seem a long way off? Does it seem like it's heading in the right direction? How do you feel now?
I think we're on the right track compared to last season. I mean, sometimes it was watching the game through your hands. I know we're only a few games in, but I think we're on the up. I think the wind is in our sails and hopefully it takes us all the way.
Mark, you can understand why Thursday night, Tuesday night, although it was a European game, has caused some Celtic fans to be a bit more excited about the league form going forward and the general picture.
Yeah, I think a couple of weeks ago at Pittodrie was a big game for Ange Postecoglou. I don't think there's any doubt about that. The pressure that was on his shoulders going away there, with the whole away record and the performances not being up to scratch, they went there. It was a professional performance. They got the job done, followed that up with Fir Park at the weekend, and then the European game. Again, like you've seen about Rangers, it's a good gauge where you're at, and I think Celtic at this period have hit particularly good form. I think the clean sheet at the back as well. I know Ange Postecoglou was saying, well, we don't really celebrate clean sheets that much, it's how we defend. I think this Celtic back four and goalkeeper need a couple of clean sheets. It makes you just feel much more secure and confident, and going forward has never been really a problem. But now that they've got Kyogo and they've got Jota playing, you know, exceptional football, it all looks good for Celtic at the minute. It's just about consistency, though. Keeping that going on an extended run of 5, 6, 7 games that really then propels you up the league and gets the fans really back inside where there are no kind of grey spots. So I think that's the next step for Ange Postecoglou, really going on a run.
They've had a few good few weeks, Gordon. You know, question marks, Aberdeen away, you know, Motherwell away, difficult games. They come through that and they played very, very well, I've got to say. They are getting better. I thought second half Tuesday they were excellent. The first goal summed up their performance. Terrific goal. Yes, they're getting players back as well. I still think it's a season where it'll take time for everything to bed in. It has been a massive change there. But Celtic fans are enjoying the style of football. They're enjoying the new signings, especially Jota, who's really hit the ground running. Obviously, Furuhashi with his goals as well has become such a favourite. Question marks still probably out in the back line. Starfelt, for instance. Carter Vickers, I think, is helping him there as, along the way. But I still think it will be a sort of a bedding in season for Celtic. I don't see them winning the league. I think Rangers will win the league. And I think Hearts will push them all the way, because I think Hearts are a decent team with a decent squad.
What do you think, Peter? Final thoughts to you?
I'm just looking forward to the rest of the season, mate. I was at the game on Tuesday. Jackie Mack is coming on, holding the ball up well. He looks to give us a wee bit of something different. Kyogo's banging them in as well. So, no, I'm looking forward to it. And Gordon, just you concentrate on your beat the pundit form, big man.
Well, 6 out of 6, Peter. What are you concentrating on?
He's concentrating getting you a stick. He's got you in his back pocket.
I really wish we were on camera so Peter could understand
which of the three gestures you're giving him.
The third gesture was Peter was getting. And by the way, it was both hands.
Thank you very much to Peter. On that note, by the way, there has been a crash at Junction 30 on the M8 at the Paisley cut-off. So that will be relevant for the Rangers game, I would imagine. So it will be busier than usual. So take your time and be patient. And if someone's annoying you, don't give them both barrels. All three gestures. Stick to one at least, and we're all friends here. Right, anyway, it's that time of the night. Thanks, Peter.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
He is feeling confident on Beat the Pundit these days, Gordon DL, but usually that means he can be brought back down to earth. 0141 951 1025. I can't let that slide.
I know, it's horrible.
I need to take exception with what you just did. Now, this doesn't work on radio.
What?
You were trying to signify to Mark Wilson how many games you've won in a row.
Yeah.
How many fingers did you hold up?
6.
I've never seen anyone do 5 on one hand and then
the
pinky
on one hand.
And then the pinky on the other.
It just looked horrible.
I don't know why that was so wrong.
Didn't
surely
look right
you go thumb or index finger. I can forgive either, but 5 on one hand and pinky on the other.
That's not right.
I think I get caught up with your signals not that long ago.
Right, okay, anyway, the phones are lighting up already for Beat the Pundit. You need to call before 7 o'clock and hopefully we'll get you on next.
Tackle the headlines. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon DL are in the studio. It's 0141 951 1025. Are you looking forward to the Rangers game? What are you expecting? What do you make of the team? Is that the team you would have picked? Celtic fans getting over the game from Tuesday, very happy by all accounts. Whatever is on your mind tonight, now's a good time to share it on 0141 951 1025. And another reminder, every caller that makes it on air goes into the draw to win a pair of tickets to an exclusive evening with Graham Souness and friends on Friday the 26th of November. So pick up that phone. Guess who's been in touch? Mr. B. Arthur.
Oh, I'm right off the table.
Some great stats. You're absolutely not, actually. You're still third from bottom.
With 18 points in 18.
Because you're still on 60% win rate.
Don't start the percentage. So, yeah. You're all right.
The one thing I will say in your favour, I think we'll need to, I mean, because Mr. Arthur understandably does it by, you know, win percentage, which means you've got like Tony Watt played one, won one, 100%.
Yeah, that's nonsense.
Braveheart, Colin Hendry played one, won one, 100%.
Men have I played.
We might need to introduce a minimum game criteria.
Men have I played?
I think 15. So you've played quite a few times this season. You've only won 9. Roger Hanna, this is his stat of the night from Mr. Arthur. Are you ready for this? Roger Hanna has only answered one question wrong.
No.
This season.
No way.
Did you hear him last night in the bath? You were in the bath. He texted. You hear that? He texted from the bath last night.
That's disgusting.
That is disgusting, isn't it?
Sorry.
It was a bubbly bath. Don't worry about it.
Roger, last night we only got through 9 questions, so I gave him the X one. 10 out of 10.
Did he?
Yeah.
Wow.
Easy
questions. And so he should, but though. We keep saying that. That's his job.
I know, but would you really like to be Roger?
Would I?
Yeah. No. He can have 10 out of 10.
Anyway, enough for Roger.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun. For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Keevans is facing the trap door, by the way. Played 12-1-4. This is horrible. He'll be listening as well.
Who's above? Who's in the middle between Keevans and DL?
Alex played 7-1-3.
That's poor.
Many
form.
You played in one.
I played quite a lot. Aye.
Mark's played 10-1-8. He's in great form this season. Pretty good. Great form. Scott is in East Kilbride. How's it going, Scott?
Doing all right.
Not bad at all. How do you usually get on when you play at home?
Mediocre. I'm done.
Okay, I don't mind that. That's unpredictable, like everyone else, apart from Roger. Let's give the coin some treatment, see who you're up against. Heads, it will be Mark Wilson, and tails, it will be Gordon DL. And it's heads, it's Mark Wilson up against Scott.
Come on, Scotty boy.
I fancy myself, to be honest. Aye, aye.
What about last week when he covered up the league table on the wall so that you couldn't see? Oh, he's not listening to us anymore. Forget it. We've already given him some Clyde 2 so that he can't steal your answer. Scott, 30 seconds up against Mark and you can pass. You ready to go?
Yeah, on you go, mate.
Right, 30 seconds and your time starts now. Who is the current Everton manager?
Rafa Benitez.
Who were the last Danish side to play Rangers?
Michelin.
Apart from Rangers, name any Scottish team that Marvin Andrews played for.
Livingston.
Who are the only team to beat Inverness in the league this season?
Hamilton Accies.
Kevin Thompson is the manager of which team?
Kelly Hearts.
Name any of Hibs' famous five.
Gary O'Connor.
Who is the captain of St Mirren?
Pass.
Okay, let's bring Mark Wilson back. Mark, can you hear us?
Yeah.
It is genuinely a good standard. I know he usually winds you up. Yeah, you're going to need
all sorts of finger signals over here.
Oh, not again.
It's quite easy.
Quite easy.
Yeah. But that means you need to be bang at it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So right. Go quickly.
Shut up.
You ready?
Aye.
30 seconds. Starts now. Who's the current Everton manager?
Pass!
Who were the last Danish side to play Rangers?
Oh, Copenhagen.
Besides Rangers, name any Scottish team Marvin Andrews played for?
Livingston.
Who are the only team to beat Inverness in the league this season? Kevin Thompson is the manager of which team?
Kelty.
Name any of Hibs' famous five.
Stanton.
Who is the captain of St Mirren?
McGinn.
Jota is on loan at Celtic. From which team?
That's funny.
I started the question. Jota is on loan from which team?
I've had a nightmare.
He's overplayed. You can't give him that.
What an absolute bottle job that was.
There's a ball leaving the building
and it's on its way to East Kilbride. That is absolutely no doubt.
Tell Scott just to
this guy's
on.
Played in the Champions League. He's gone up against Messi, up against Ronaldo. See, as soon as he gets the first question wrong,
I've
on
done
Be
him.
The Pundit,
done
his
there.
Bottle crashes.
I that was Everton game as well.
Horrific. Scott, you've absolutely smashed him. You know that, don't you?
I knew it would be when it was heads against Wilson. They bother.
I want a rematch.
You can't even argue. You can't even argue.
I had a nightmare.
Rafa Benitez, aye, Scott Rafa. Got it. Mitchell and Scott got it. 2-0
up. I was going to say Mitchell.
Unlucky,
well.
Mate.
I'm not even going to begin to read out the list of possibilities for Marvin Andrews. Luckily, you both went Livy. That's okay, all. Yeah. That's all we need to know. So it's 3-1 at this stage. Hamilton Accies are the only team to beat Inverness.
Oh really?
And Scott got it.
Did he? Oh, well done, he's Scott.
Scott's giving you a Roger and Hannah.
Well, I'm glad you said Hannah. Kevin Thompson is the manager of Kelty. You got that one right. Oh, well, that wasn't done. Spectacular. Name any of Hibs' famous five. I like Scott even had the chance to throw in a bit of comedy. Said Gary O'Connor. The thought of that, you know,
Has Alan Gordon one?
Gordon Smith, Bobby Johnson, Laurie Riley, Eddie Turnbull, Willie Ormond.
Oh no,
that's way before my time.
Aye, okay, Scott, don't be too smart now. There's only Wilson you're beating.
He can afford to be smart tonight. The captain of St Mirren is Joe Shaughnessy.
Was it?
And yeah. What were you doing at the end? You knew Benfica surely for Jota.
Listen, I was all over the place there.
Do you know what put me off? Right, he's got an all black t-shirt on. He's thrown his arms up in the air and his belly's hanging on. It's ridiculous to see.
Black's supposed to be slimming as well. In all seriousness, I'm holding back on that because someone genuinely complained that I fat shamed you one night. that night that you see now you're laughing. I'm going to get in more trouble. See the night you wore the Scotland strip.
Oh, no wonder it's obviously worked because he's come in and told me the night he's on a diet.
But genuinely, I like to think that we're all friends and we can all have a laugh. Oh. Someone genuinely complained.
I'd like to thank them very much.
That we fat shamed.
You did. By the way, I couldn't breathe that night. the badge was hitting my mic.
Someone's trying to get me sacked though for pointing out that you're wearing a skin tight Scotland strip. What's the world coming to? Cancel culture and all the rest of it. Scott, that wasn't even close. You've absolutely done him by 5-2, Scott. It was an absolute demolition. Well done.
Gordon, I've got two balls. The other one that gets sent from me, I beat the Dazzler and all. No problem.
Oh, he's been on before and he's beat you.
No, he's not. He's talking nonsense.
Send us a picture, Scott. I believe you.
I won't run round the roundabouts.
You sound like an honest man. Oh, now you're going to get us in trouble for discriminating against the people of East Kilbride.
Or East Kilbrideys will be on. Sorry, well,
I've got a lot of roundabouts.
Oh, that was a poor effort from me.
That's
the poorest one.
I cannot believe Everton manager. Come on.
I watched the game as well at the weekend. I can't believe it. Anyway, you win some, you lose some. I'm still above you in the table.
He honestly, I've seen the pattern. See if you come on and you have a go at him right away, he goes.
Think so.
He has
I thought
no
the quiz
bottle.
Was about Scottish football anyway. Why is that getting thrown in?
Well, we like to spread the love a little bit. I mean, it's not exactly completely left field, is it?
Well,
the Everton manager, it shouldn't be
Everton and he's Spanish.
No, there's always one or two questions.
Can I get left or field in that?
Oh, you can. Believe me. You ever heard some of his attempts on Beat the Pundit?
Poor effort from me. Okay.
Really poor.
You're not happy, are you?
I'm not.
You need to have some brass neck to have a go at the questions when you can't remember that Rafa Benitez is the Everton manager. And that Jota's on loan to
Jota's the one. I'm trying to gloss over the Jota question by going to the Benitez one.
Scott was quite good.
Yeah, Scott was really good.
He would have gave me a game tonight.
See, as soon as he got the first, in fact, well, obviously when they got four in a row, but a Rangers fan, particularly to know that Hamilton had been the only team to beat Inverness, I knew we had a player
East
on Gold our hands.
Bridge, Hamilton, Motherwell, Hamilton, we'd have known that. That's the reason. Could you always take a wee interest?
Sorry, run that by me again.
You always take an interest in teams round about you. Like Motherwell, I always look at Hamilton, Airdrie, Albion Rovers results.
You think?
You can ask me any results.
You pay attention to Albion Rovers results.
Yeah, the wee Rovers, yeah.
Right, go on then. Give us. How did they get on at the weekend?
The 1-2-1
against
the opposition.
Elgin.
There wasn't Elgin. The 1-2-1.
Did they?
Yeah, I'll tell you.
You keep an eye on Albion Rovers because you're from Motherwell.
You hear that?
I don't
that.
Believe that
you
for
hear
a second.
Because they did 1-2-1, didn't they?
No, they won 2-0 against Elgin. Though you were right.
Yep. How Hamilton got on?
Oh, you know that, surely.
Partick beat them on Friday. Oh, thank God.
I see. He was struggling until you said that there.
Yeah, wee Friday night thing. But that's why Scott will know that. I knew that right away, Inverness.
That's nonsense. Scott just knows his football. He doesn't. There's nothing to do with being from East Kilbride.
You always look at the Lanarkshire teams,
I'm not buying
Gordon.
That at all. I'm not buying that at all. Right, 01419511025. I can see a call coming in, right, which quite worryingly says ban Gordon from the studio. And I don't know if this is another I don't know what I've done. Is this another fat shaming debacle?
I think you're right to point out that he's,
what are you talking about?
You're looking a bit rotund. You said to me you're on a diet.
Don't get us in trouble. I'm not having that. Not having that again.
I'll take the flak for
healthy. It's cold. It's not a diet.
No chocolate. He said
no chocolate, no biscuits.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I think it's you. He wants kicked out of the studio. Luckily, no, he genuinely does. He's not happy. This guy. I don't even know if we'll put him on.
Get him on. Get him on.
Says you're a distraction.
Come on.
Yeah.
Says you're a donkey. A donkey and a distraction, apparently.
When people call somebody a donkey, you know exactly where you stand. Somebody calls you a donkey.
Let's try and get semi serious for a minute. Mark is in Port Glasgow. Mark, bring some sanity back here, please.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, glad, thanks. Good.
Good to speak to you. Not spoken to you for a while. Hope you're all well, guys.
Thank you.
It's just in regards to my club, Rangers. Obviously, there's been a lot of hysteria for some fans. Some fans overreact. That's what I'm one of these fans that keep a level head and understand, you know, yeah, we've not had the greatest start of the season. You know, we've not played particularly anywhere near the standards we met last year. But there's a couple of factors that, you know, I'm still very happy about. We're sitting still top of the league. We're in a semi-final of a cup. You know, the European night so far haven't been to the standards where we've been, certainly, in the past few years. You know, we've beat a lot better teams than we've, you know, been beat by in the last few weeks. You know, so all in all, playing how poorly we're playing. I mean, the last 60 minutes I watched us play in the last game against Hearts, that's the best I've seen us playing all season. And if we can get that consistency back where we play that in, you know, both halves, I find we're a one-half team at the moment. We either need a kick up the backside from the manager at half-time because, you know, the tempo, the pressing, all that seems to, you know, have went by the wayside. I know we've had a lot of injuries, COVID. Every club's had to deal with this suspension at the start of the season. Like some main guy like Ben Kamara, etc. I'm not using that as an excuse. But what I do think is, I think, like I said, the next match in Europe against Bromby, in fact, the double header against Bromby should be looked at as a six-pointer. You know, that could get us right back in it. I'd be happy with 4 points, if I'm honest. I'd just like to know, guys, what you think so far of the season so far. And for what does it say about the rest of the league if Rangers are so poor and we're still sitting top of the league and we've not come to our first gear yet, lads? I think there's a lot more to come from Rangers. You guys must agree with that.
Gordon,
I don't agree with you saying that Rangers are so poor, right? I don't think.
I kind of think that's what Mark means, though. He's saying that other people are accusing Rangers of being poor.
Yeah, well, I agree with Mark in the sense that I watched the game at the weekend. I thought they played some really good stuff against Hearts. They should have had the game put to bed, Gordon. And you know, if you don't do that, you always run that risk of losing a goal, and they get undone at a set play. And I've got to give credit to Hearts. I thought Hearts at times played particularly well. That's why they're sitting second in the league and they've not lost a game so far. But I think that Rangers are just not hitting the heights that they set last year. I do agree that tonight is a real important game. They can't, 1 point is not good enough. They've got to go there, 3 points. The first caller come on and says, look, it's not about performance tonight, it's about results. Yes, first and foremost it is. But I'm sure a Rangers manager would be like a good performance and a good result. You've seen the confidence it gave the supporters and the players of Celtic on Tuesday, especially second half. It was a great result, and second half was a great performance. That gives you such a lift, and I'm sure Rangers will be looking for that tonight.
This kind of second goal issue, Mark, just in certain games, because you're right, it's not like Rangers have got a huge long list of disappointments this season, but this is Glasgow, and when it doesn't go quite to plan, they get magnified. So go all the way back to Malmo, sorry to remind you. Obviously Rangers go in front early on. Failure to get the second goal means things go wrong from there. The Motherwell game held at home, when Rangers go in front, you're expecting them to add to it. The second goal doesn't come and Motherwell get back into it. And then of course the most recent one would be Hearts. Is that something you think tonight, for instance, trying to really make the you know, if Rangers do get themselves on top early on, to really make that pressure count?
Kill the game, Gordon. This is the killer instinct we had last year, where they went one goal ahead, and then they went and, you know, absolutely destroyed teams and killed the team off. That's not there. The early things for me, Gordon, and the rest of the guys, is it Mark and Dazza?
Yeah.
I think the early thing for me, guys, was the Tranmere match. If you remember back to pre-season, I saw early signs that this looked like a different Rangers team, the desire. I was worried about that. I noticed we were one of the pressing teams the baby were. I mean, we used to press the life out of teams in their own half and, you know, absolutely choke them so that they couldn't get out from the back. You know, in the Malmo game, let's all be honest here, guys. Rangers are a better team than Malmo. We should have beaten Malmo. There's no doubt about that. But unfortunately, with the stop-start season and, you know, the manner we've played this year so far, you know, it was worrying to me. But if you ask me, you know, this part of the season, if I'd be happy if we're sitting a point clear at the top and we're in the semi-final of a cup in the manner we've played, I would take that all day.
And that, maybe that, to the other Mark, to Mark in the studio, maybe that's why this double header is so important, because we've only got so much to go on. Talk about a small sample size. We're 9 games into the league season, a couple of European games. Lyon obviously speaks for itself, and then Prague. Yeah, I know Rangers would have wanted to win it, but still, you know, it's away from home. Once this double header is out the way, then we know a bit more. We know whether, oh, what's happened in the early months, don't worry about that, because Rangers were winning in second gear. Now we're starting to tick along. Or the flip side of that is you find out that it was a sign that things were heading in a direction that Mark and other Rangers fans didn't want it. So maybe that's why this double header is so important.
I do believe that I said it at the start of the show. It's a good gauge to see where Rangers are, especially tonight. You know, getting the 3 points, like that is first and foremost. But if there's a performance to match it, like they've shown in European competition in the years gone by, then it makes the Rangers fans much more optimistic about what they can expect. But Mark's right, there's a couple of things, you know, different at Rangers this year. There's no doubt about it. So he touched on the point about not being clinical enough in games when they are ahead to finish games off. And there's none more evident than Saturday against Hearts. But also at the back, they're not watertight anymore. They do concede chances and teams are punishing them. So you mix those two together, you get a slightly different season. Now, Mark's right, Rangers fans, you still see it. You're sitting at the top of the league and a semi-final of a cup, still in with a shout of the Europa League and progressing that group. Then I take it you would be happy, but there is certain differences this season to last season.
Right, Mark, enjoy the game tonight. That was Mark in Port Glasgow. Hopefully we will speak to you soon. It's 01419511025. Mark is in the hat for the pair of tickets to the exclusive evening with Graham Souness and friends at the SEC Armadillo on the 26th of November. We will take more of your calls, and you two, you're going to have to put your differences aside and come up with some answers on the full time teaser next.
Taking your calls on Scottish football, 0141 951 1025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon DL are here. I'm just shaking my head on this time and time again. I could fill a full show like this. The last thing I said before the break was about the Graham Souness and friends at the SEC Armadillo. During the break, Gordon asked, where is the Armadillo? I don't think I've ever been there. Mark Wilson and I are obviously speechless, looking at each other. Is this guy serious? We're trying.
We honestly should record the breaks. That's some of the things he comes up with.
You don't know what the Armadillo is?
No, I've never been in it.
Not only that,
I don't know.
But he doesn't know what an Armadillo is.
I do know.
Because you've just googled it in your phone.
No, I've not.
Well,
you don't know.
You don't know
what building we are referring to, do you?
No.
This is just, how do you get by? How do you get through a day?
But because I've not been in it. Armadillo.
No, but it's not that you've not been in it. That I can forgive. Yeah. You don't know what building in Glasgow we're talking about.
You asked us where is Armadillo. Deadly serious.
Next to the hydros.
I told you that though.
No wonder you get called a donkey.
Right, let's bring in Ricky. I'll give you the tease in a second. Ricky's been hanging on for ages, so I'm just going to get him to introduce his point. Ricky, take it away.
Hey, listen, I was quite happy listening to you. Listen, by the Bernie's still game. I don't know what Mark and Gordon, or yourself, Gordon, what your predictions were at the beginning of the season, who would win the league or who would finish second and third. If your predictions have changed in the last three or four games.
Good question. I don't make them, luckily. You two do. And I wouldn't let you change, but I'll happily allow you to answer Ricky's question. How are your predictions looking? Would you change them if you had the choice?
Just now, no. I've gone the beginning of the season, like most people, Rangers. I'm sticking by that. Celtic second, and I will stick by that. I know a lot of people think that this season maybe a Hearts or a Hibs could divide Rangers and Celtic, Celtic Rangers. I don't think that'll happen. I think the title will come down to Rangers and Celtic.
Dundee United?
No, okay. Absolutely no
just
chance.
Checking.
And I just think that Rangers have enough in their locker. I keep going back to it. I think that it's a massive ask for Celtic, especially with everything that went on this summer. Mm-hmm. I think Rangers were better prepared, Gordon. So I do stick by my predictions.
Mark?
I'm going to be inclined to change.
Nonsense. Look at that. What an opportunist this guy is. He's seen that Celtic have put a couple of results together, yeah. So he's going to try and jump on the bandwagon and change his
opinion. What do you want me to do? Just say, I'm being honest. I think, well,
do you think Celtic won the league?
I stood here at the start of the season and I thought there was a huge gap between the sides. Huge rebuilding job. It'd been possible for Ange Postecoglou to come in and get a group of players actually on the pitch in the first place that were decent enough to get some decent results. But I've seen things slightly changing, and I've seen there's a group of players still to come back. If Celtic can get them back before the end of November, going into December, I think they've got a chance.
So you would change and go Celtic to beat Rangers for the title? Remember the sort of night you're having. So take it. Take that deep breath.
Yeah, I'm going to put my neck in the line. I'm going to change.
I mean, you're not allowed to change because you have
know,
to.
But if I was,
I get the point.
Yeah. I see more promise in Celtic now than I did. Okay. When was that? When did we make our predictions? 9 weeks ago? 10 weeks ago? Yeah.
Ricky, what do you think?
I always think my team's going to do well at the beginning of the season. Oh, I've always thought that. And I'm 66, so I've been supporting Celtic for a long time, and I've been disappointed quite a few times. I've been happy probably most times than not. But I did think we had a chance this year. I actually think we've got a better chance. I think there's a bit of disruption there at Ibrox. I was reading the paper today, Conor Goldstein's coming out, and he's never had a word about his new contract. That's unsettling. Their injuries, they've got their strikers are no firing. Wee guy Kent's out. So there's a lot of stuff out there that they've got to contend with. I think possibly in January, I think Postecoglou will get into the Asian market again. And I think he'll bring in a couple of players similar to Kyogo. And I think that'll maybe push us out of line.
You probably expect me to come back with this, Ricky, because it's a sort of obvious counter argument. If the strikers aren't firing and Conor Goldson's contract's not been sorted out and Kent's injured and there's something not right, but they're still top of the league, could that not be viewed as being worrying for everyone else rather than encouraging?
Well, at the top of the league, there has to be a point. They come and play us again. You know, if they play us, well, three times. So that could be a big difference. That's 9 points. And your 4 points is out the window then.
Yeah, well, I mean, certainly. And obviously, it could go the other way. Either way, Gordon, I think we're in for an interesting ride. And credit to Hearts and Dundee United, because at the moment, they're in between Rangers and Celtic.
I think we've got a good league, Gordon. I really do. And I think it's down to the fact that Hearts are making a challenge. I think Hibs are a very good side. But I just think the big two will be too strong. I take on board the points there about Celtic will get players back. I keep going back to me personally. I think one of the most important players in our team that they miss is James Forrest. And I know a lot of Celtic fans may disagree with that, but I'm a massive Forrest fan. But you look at Rangers as well. Rangers, this idea of they've not hit the heights, but they're still top of the league. They're in the semi-final. They've still got guys like Kent, as much as Celtic have got Forrest and Julian. When the transfer when the window opens, I'm sure Rangers will strengthen as well. I just think it's too big an ask for Celtic. This is nothing to do with, you know, ex-Rangers, ex-Celtic player, whatever. It's an opinion that I looked at I thought the manager's come in, I've congratulated him, I've said that he should have plenty of time, plenty of transfer windows, because it's a massive job. You lose the players of the quality of Celtic. They're starting to get a run together. I like watching them. I've said that when, especially when I was at Celtic Park against St Mirren. You know, the middle to front, I think they're really, really good. But over the piece of the season, I still think Rangers have got too much.
Okay, thank you, Ricky. It was nice to catch up with you tonight. Here's your teaser. And you've not got long. I've set this up a bit later than usual. Quite a simple question to follow, or in theory it should be: can you name the 12 players who are the last player to score a hat-trick in the top flight for each of the current top flight clubs? So for every club that's in our top flight at the moment, who's the last player to score a hat-trick in the league?
Roof for Rangers?
No.
Morelos or Defoe?
Which one?
Just, well, I'll go Defoe.
Yes.
Thank you. You thought well I was going to go Morelos, well didn't
I? Aye.
Right, okay. Edward?
Nope.
Okay, let's forget about Ryan
Boyce.
Christie.
Boyce at
Hearts?
No.
Done me there. Boyce at Ross County?
No.
Tony Watt and Motherwell?
No.
We're good at this. Get Celtic, similar. James Forrest?
No, it's not.
Christie?
This is going to be a long evening. It was
Turnbull
recently. Yes,
Turnbull.
David Turnbull, well done.
Just shouting at names.
Yeah, I knew who it was.
Just going through names though. There's no skill in that.
There's plenty of skill. What about Lewis Ferguson at Aberdeen?
No, it's not, I'm afraid.
Try another Aberdeen player. Jim Leighton. Just shout at anybody.
It was KJ Styles who sent the question in.
That's a good
question. McGrath? No. Yeah, McGrath?
No. Right, come on, let's think. And I think if you go
Nicky Clark.
No,
Shankland.
No.
McNulty.
You'll get Hibbs and Livy.
Boyle.
Nesbitt.
Nesbitt, yes.
You're just shouting at random
the
names.
Jet.
No, he's not prolific.
I'm just thinking centre.
I'm having a look at Stevie May.
No.
St. George.
Kane.
You lot are hopeless.
Kane.
Absolutely. No. What about Livy's? I thought you'd get Livy.
Roberts?
No. More obvious than that.
Oh, the
Dykes.
Yes.
Dykes.
London Dykes.
Oh, right, hopeless. Okay. We'll leave that bubbling
away.
Bad
night.
Fulltime at Clyde1.com if you want to get your questions in for the panel to use. And how quick is this? Curious Creatures has already sent a some poetry about your prediction.
Oh,
for the
quick
season. That quick.
Wow.
He says Wilson chops and changes cause Kyogo is on fire. He said he fancied Rangers, now thinks Celtic will finish higher. He used to bat his eyelids at his Bruni number 8. Now he's sent text to the big man saying, "Hey Ange, I think you're great."
That's very good. Very quick. Quick. Yeah, he's on the ball.
Wilson's such a high, he wants a Celtic tie. That's why you.
Where's my tumbleweed? Hold on. Where's my tumbleweed sound effect? Awful. Truly awful.
Dreadful.
Oh my goodness.
Poor attempt.
Oh, he knows it as well. He's taking
he's
my
gone
beamer.
Red. Yes, he's
taking
gone.
My beamer. Oh, brilliant. That was awful.
That was awful.
Absolutely horrific. Yeah, right, what? Ian is a Celtic fan on the line. What's on your mind tonight, Ian?
Hi, Gordon. How you doing, Mark? How you doing? Donkey.
Donkey.
You're a donkey.
Cheers, mate.
You don't know the armadillo. And Mark, you're not going to away for anything either. You are a disaster and beat a pundit.
I was, mate, but I'll take that over being a donkey any day.
Right, mate. Eeyaw. Anyway.
Oh, what is happening here? This used to be a serious phone-in show. Anyway.
It's a great show, Gordon. Anyway, so honest, before I go into my point, I've just witnessed the biggest hammering on European football.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say. Tell
Roma
the guys, because they won't know
Roma
about it.
Roma get beat 6-1.
Yeah, who from?
After a Norwegian team, Bodo Glimt or something like that.
How do you think the special one will take that news, Ian?
Oh my, you want to see his face, Gordon? It's worse than Gordon Dale's face.
He'll be on a flight to Newcastle in the morning. Yeah,
it probably will be. But anyway, my couple of points anyway, Gordon. Young Mark, the Port of Glasgow, was talking earlier. I know the boy well. the Rangers, saying that they're better than Malmo. If they were better than Malmo, they'd be playing the Champions League now. Or near enough in the Champions League. So they couldn't beat 10 men. So that's my case with that one. But get on to Celtic.
You'll have done that before. Come on, Noeen, be fair, right? You'll have done that before as a Celtic fan. For instance, I would forgive you if you phoned in right now and said you feel Celtic are better than Midtjylland.
Was that?
If you said tonight that you felt Celtic were better than Midtjylland and that game just, you know, came at the wrong time or caught you off guard or whatever, I think I'd let you away with that. I don't think that would be too controversial. So,
well, what I'm saying, Gordon, is we had our chances against Midtjylland. Mm-hmm. We never took them. We were under strength, and I still think we are under strength, because I've heard Gordon and Mark and yourselves talking about it over the weeks. We're still weak. We're still not getting any depth, but we're getting players back. Mm-hmm. And we've won the last three games, and I think we've done brilliant in the last three games. Because I heard you talking the other night, the late winner against Aberdeen has transformed our season. Because we hadn't won a game away from home since Valentine's Day, 14th of February. So to win three in a trot, to beat Motherwell convincingly on Saturday, and then Tuesday night or Tuesday afternoon in front of just over 50,000 supporters, and beating Ferencváros 2-0 going on half a dozen. I'm really happy with that.
Yeah, I mean, you may well be right, Ian, and I think that a lot of people were excited by that late winner at Aberdeen. The only thing I wonder, is it too early to say that it's transformed your season? Because we're two games beyond that. Now, it might be the case that you can look back in April and May and you can phone up and be as smug as you like if Celtic go on and have a great season and say, actually, that was the moment that it all turned. But it must be too early to know if it's transformed anything.
Yeah, but I never said we were going to win a league, Gordon.
You said it's transformed the season.
Yeah, it's transformed the season because, we should be sitting 12 points behind Rangers. Because Rangers have dropped stupid points, people are saying. And we get robbed against Hearts. I thought we were unlucky against Rangers at Ibrox. And we never the player to bring on to transform the game against Dundee United in the 1-8 game. So the points that we've dropped, Livingston, again, we lost. No, I mean, we had chances. But we've not been getting decisions for referee. We're not going to run out of the run of the ball and things like that. So, ups and downs, but we're still only 4 points behind. Rangers have not hit top gear, people are saying.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, when are they going to hit top gear?
What do you think, Gordon? We'll do this quickly because I've got a Kevin Van Veen from Motherwell that wants to talk about Celtic not getting the decisions from referees, but we'll take your take on it first.
He's just wasted 10 minutes of his talk time. No, listen, Rangers are where they are. As much as people are saying they're not playing particularly well, I do agree that Celtic are improving. We all know that. The Celtic are getting better and better, but they've still got a lot to do, I think, Gordon. Ian's delighted with the way they're playing. Aberdeen was a big game for them, and especially going to Motherwell as well. It was always going to be hard there, but what gave them a wee bit of advantage, their record at Fir Park's very, very good indeed. And as I said, I thought on Tuesday, second half, I thought they were excellent. But it's still early days for Ange Postecoglou and his squad, so a bit of bedding in time for me.
Okay, thank you, Ian. It was nice to speak to you. 01419511025. Any more quickly on the teaser?
That's any.
McLean at St John's.
Stephen McLean.
Any McLean. Is it Stephen McLean?
It's well done.
Any McLean.
Well, it can be Adam Rooney at Aberdeen.
It is not. We'll give you some thinking time. We'll get the answers next and kick off at Ibrox fast approaching.
Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Into the final part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Gordon DL and Mark Wilson are here. We're about to speak to William on the line and we're building up to kick off at Ibrox as well. Real Betis against Bayer Leverkusen has finished, Mark, and it's finished 1-1. That's not ideal for Celtic, would you say? Would you have rather one of those teams had battered the other and taken maximum points and sort of run away with the group? Or
yeah, I think so. From a Celtic point of view, you probably look at that and want someone to be the outright leader in a way, and it gives Celtic a realistic opportunity. But now both of them sitting 7 points, Celtic must then win this next game to put them kind of in the mix and hope that one of the other sides batters the other one, and then you're just relying on head to head. So not ideal, but you know, Celtic understand what they have to do.
Right, on tonight's teaser, we're looking for 12 players who are the last player, the latest player to score a hat-trick in the top flight for the current 12 teams that are there. So Celtic's last hat-trick scorer in the league is David Turnbull. Rangers, Jermaine Defoe. Hibs, Kevin Nisbet. Livy's is Lyndon Dykes. St Johnstone's is Stephen McLean. So you've got them so far.
Hearts is Naismith.
Stephen Naismith, yes. Going well done, that. Good shout.
Yeah, Mackay Stephen. Aberdeen.
That's a wonderful shout from you. You were hopeless on Beat the Pundit, but you have redeemed yourself partly.
I'm back. Dundee. Greg Stewart.
No. No, I'm afraid not.
What?
Kenny Miller?
Yes.
Oh, I told you.
He was in here with Gordon DL on Tuesday, wasn't he?
Yeah, he said I scored a hat.
Okay, any more?
So, hold on a minute. Why are you shouting, I told you?
Well, we discussed it.
I mentioned Kenny Miller and he says, oh, that was 20 years ago. Kenny Miller used to play for Dundee. I said, that wasn't it.
This guy. Some Motherwell fan you are if you can't get this one.
I've named every player apart from the one. See, it's not Louis Moult.
Yes.
Louis Moult?
Yes.
Oh, he tried to throw us off the
scent. Why would it not? In what way did I try and throw you off the scent?
Have we mentioned Louis Moult, did we not?
No.
See, I'm good.
Who have we still to get?
Dundee United, Ross County, and St Mirren.
Ross County, Billy Mackay?
No.
Gardine?
Mitch Gardine. You won't get Ross County, so you two.
No.
Nah. You don't have it in you. You don't have the minerals
Stewart
to get this one.
From Sunderland.
Ross Stewart?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, that was a good shout. Why won't we get him?
Just not got the knowledge.
Knowledge. A striker?
Yeah. Well, sort of forward-ish. I'm not giving him
Vigers
number. No.
Good effort.
That was a good effort.
He's not remotely a striker, is he? So
played off the striker sometimes.
Nah, not for me.
How many years are we talking?
Four.
Is that going to make any
difference?
Boy, he
died again. Dived against Celtic. No. Is it?
What'd you call
him? Is it him?
What'd you call him?
Give me 5 minutes.
Well, you've got five minutes.
We'll give you 8:05.
Let's bring in William, who's a Rangers fan. William, what's on your mind this evening?
The game, obviously. I think Rangers need to go out and put a performance on. It's not turned up all season. I think Bromby, I've got a bigger game at the weekend, so I fancy Rangers 2-3-0 tonight.
Do you think this can be? I mean, I feel like I keep asking this, William, but can this be the one that does provide that spark? If people do think that it's missing, maybe not everyone does, but if people do think there's that spark missing, a good performance and result tonight, is it? Can that be doubly important? Because you get the 3 points, but it might just kickstart something for the future.
I think it can, but at the end of the day, it's all about winning. And Rangers have been winning games, even though they've not been playing well, they're still sitting top of the league. So for all the criticism, Celtic have only conceded one less goal in it for the defence. So I think they're still doing okay.
Yeah, I suppose Europe though would be the thing, William, where you can barely criticise Rangers at all for their European performances in recent seasons. But maybe they've not quite got that side of things going so far this campaign. Is that fair?
I think it is fair, because at the end of the day, we've played better teams than what we've got in the group just now. Mm-hmm. We should be up there. Obviously, Lyon are a Champions League quality team, so it's always going to be really tough against them. But there is a Sparta, Prague and Bromby. We should be beating home and away. But I do think we'll still be in Europe after Christmas, so I think we'll finish third. Mm.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's that. The Conference League is now an option for finishing third. Gordon, that's the thing. This is a compliment to Rangers. The Rangers players have earned this respect. If you have had levels of success against Benfica and Porto and Feyenoord and Galatasaray and so on, you've earned the right for people to say you should be beating Bromby at home. And yes, we always hear there are no easy games in Europe and so on, but if you've done that in the last few seasons, you've earned the right for people to expect you to win this game.
Well, I think you're right. I think that there was a lot of terrific performances. Some of the big performances were in Europe, especially away from home as well, Gordon. They would fancy themselves at Ibrox tonight. They have earned the right to be favourites. One, you know, Bromby's will be a decent side, but they're not the the top European side that's come to Ibrox. Secondly, Rangers are at home. And they certainly need a big result tonight. They need the 3 points to keep themselves going along in the group stages. So I think it favours Rangers tonight. They will need to defend better than what they've been doing. You know, I think the Rangers manager will be disappointed at losing set plays, especially against Hearts, letting Hearts back into that game. But I think there's a performance in Rangers tonight. A good crowd at Ibrox. I think it'll be the same as Tuesday with Celtic. I think the importance of the 3 points will eventually get Rangers over the line.
It's difficult, William, because it's so early, right? So you're kind of having to go in early to an extent, and people are looking at Hearts getting a point at Ibrox and they're still unbeaten and saying, how far can they go? And how high can Dundee United finish? And, you know, Celtic, many Celtic fans expect them to get better very soon. How do you see the kind of competition levels at the top and how it might end up?
I think Rangers and Celtic will pull away after Christmas. They've got the biggest budget, the better players. I think Hearts will be lucky if they finish in the top four. I think it'll be Rangers, Celtic, Hibs, then Dundee United.
Really? That's interesting, Mark, because and each to their own. I was just under the impression that people were now sort of fancying Hearts a bit more than Hibs, but William's not on that page.
Well, I can see Hibs' his promise with the individuals they've got. I do think they will go through a patch where they can go on a run of games and get themselves into contention for that third spot. But my reckoning just now, it will be Celtic and Rangers up there at the top two, followed by Hearts, followed by Hibs, and Dundee United will do well to stay in that top six, even though they've went through a good patch just now. I think that will be the way the league table will end up.
Okay, thank you, William. In the East End, that will be the final name going in the hat for the tickets to the exclusive evening with Graeme Souness and friends at the SEC Armadillo on Friday the 26th of November. It'll draw a winner in just a minute or two before we head off this evening. Any more on the teaser quickly?
No, but
the St Mirren one, a picture, the goal. Dens Park, scored a hat trick.
He come on a sub.
Yeah. And
scored a bad post with the header.
You're actually correct.
Escapes me.
Yeah.
What does it start with, Gordon?
Initials are CC.
Cook. Cody Cook.
Cody Cook.
I knew it was Cody something.
Well done. Right, let's do that draw then. Let me do the name random generator, if that's even what you would call it. And we're looking at James in Motherwell. Well done to James. Was that James who was on stuck in traffic with Flynn? Hopefully they made the game. They've won the tickets, pair of tickets, the exclusive evening with Graeme Souness and friends. So well done.
He's frantically trying to park his car just now. Probably
he's miles away.
But not got Ross County.
He's got the tickets to look forward to. You don't have Ross County yet on the teaser.
The lad that, is it John Hughes said about a pair of speedos? Is this the same lad? Dive?
No.
He died. If it's the guy, I'm thinking, he dived against Celtic one time. If it's the guy I'm thinking, and I can't even think his name, give us what it begins with.
He's Dutch.
Yep.
He scored in the League Cup final, didn't he, when Ross County won it? I think. Now you're testing me. I think he did.
Yeah, what's it begin with, though?
You want his initials? Yeah, do you think you're Hugh Keevans?
We'd need them.
You'll get it off this. A. S. Go on,
Schalke.
Well, that's a team in the Bundesliga. It's just Schalke. It's just Schalke.
That's a continental.
I don't know where
pronunciation yet. Schalke.
Alex Schalke.
Alex Schalke. Yeah.
Some Dundee United legend you are. That's the last remaining one.
It's not Shankland. It's not Clark.
Going back a fair bit, actually.
Old mate. Chiefsy. Nadir Chiefsy.
Probably going back.
Before that?
No, about the same time. You're probably there.
Armstrong?
No.
Gold?
No.
Dow?
Now plays in America.
Oh, Johnny Russell.
Johnny Russell. Go on then, leave us with your expertise, he says with a partially straight face. Prediction for Rangers tonight? Are we going to be looking back on a victory tomorrow?
I think Rangers 3 points tonight, yeah.
Yep.
I think they'll win by two clear goals.
Okay.
Yep, 2-0 for me. I think pretty simple for Rangers.
Good, a lot of confidence. Well, we'll find out tomorrow. We're back at 6. Make sure you join us. And whether it's good, bad or indifferent for Rangers, we will look back on it all. And we'll preview some fantastic fixtures coming up at the weekend as well. So make sure you do join us at 6. And in the meantime, you can just stay right there. Callum Gallagher is up next I'm off home to show Gordon where the armadillo is, and we'll be back tomorrow at 6.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard with Call Robert Accident Repair. NHS staff use code 67 for 10% off all repairs.